This is episode 3 of our series on restfully preparing for primary school. In the previous episodes, we spoke about redefining success God's way and involving Him in the school selection process. Good success defined by God's word brings with it peace, restfulness, and sustained victories for you and your children. It looks like love, peace, and joy in the home, and a strength and confidence in your children. And in choosing the best school for your children, know that the best choices are made with prayer and by the peace of the Holy Spirit. To round up the first part of the series, we've prepared an interview that Gary and Chinfen did with Lionel and Jerry over Zoom during the COVID-19 season. This was such a timeless testimony of the couple's journey with the Lord that we felt would bless all of you as you embark on your journey into the primary school season. Be blessed, parents.
Hi, Dick and Lionel and Jerry. Thank you for taking time to share with us your personal journey when you were considering registering for your child for P1. We also know that you have 3 kids and also good primary alumni, but we know you didn't end up registering your kids there. Perhaps you can share with us your considerations.
Hey, Dick and Gary and Fern, thank you for the privilege of coming on board to say hi to the parents here. Just to share a little bit about our family, Jerry and I have 3 children. The oldest is P5 this year. Our P3 boy is number 2, and the youngest is in kindergarten. We are going to have to think of permanent registration in about a year's time.
Again.
Yes, for the third time. So that's fun.
We have the privilege of having 3 different primary schools to choose from. And between the 2 of us, he's really... The branding doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether they have like a mission school or not. Doesn't matter. He just wants a school near the home. And the reason really is in primary school, they're only 6 plus to 12. And, you know, there's CC along the years. And, you know, you really don't want them having to drag themselves out of bed too early. So he feels like, and this is from a person who traveled like 1 hour to school in primary 4. So he really didn't want the children to have to go through that. And also because we have 3 kids, we don't want to end up like dropping off multiple points.
Yeah, the logistics will be crazy.
A teacher, right? So he has to drop himself off finally. So to make the whole run, right, maybe they all have to get out of the house at 6 or something if it's 3 different schools.
Yeah.
So we wanted somewhere near home. We did consider the nearest alumni to home, but then the school admin called us and they said, maybe you should reconsider. And we were
there's
a bit, like,
no school bus.
Yeah, so they said there's no school bus. Right, and we are not exactly near. It is it's not a school that we will consider letting a P1 kid take public transport home, you know. So it wasn't really an option. So we pulled her out because our other 2 alumni are really quite a drive away.
Yeah,
like half an hour drive away kind. So we kind of decided that, you know, okay, we're stuck. We have no school. So I know a lot of parents will try the okay, let's put in a ballot, right? And then if we really cannot, what will we do? So we did do our homework also. We did scout around the schools in our area, our home, places that are convenient enough. And we'll ask like our neighbors, our friends about, you know, which we'll hear stories, right? And a lot of, like, I had a neighbor who just told me, oh, you just go to like a mall or go to like near the school and you see how the kids behave. And you decide whether you want your kid to
behave like that.
In that way, you know.
Yeah.
That itself, it's not like we're 100% like, wow, we hear God and, you know, we kind of like just went whatever the Lord said. It really wasn't exactly that. But we did our homework. We visited schools. We called schools and went to visit schools too. Along the way, at 2C, we kind of like put in a ballot for a nearby girls' school, right? And we were thinking, oh, actually the chances are not that bad. It was 60 spots for
40 spots, yeah, 60 applicants.
Yeah, okay. So it's a lot, then it is a lot.
Brand name school.
Yeah.
And like, perfect, because it has like a secondary school, which is like my top choice, because I feel like, what if I don't know how my kid, if the kid has your brains, then great, you know, but what if I don't know? So anyways, so we put in a ballot, it didn't happen, and we were stuck again, right? So at that time, we knew that like all the research we did would have to dig it out, and kind of like decide on which school we wanted to send to. So we finally decided on the school near the home. I mean, I have to be honest, along the way in P1, P2, I kind of tried to submit a transfer form, right? I tried everything.
Thanks for being so real.
Then the one who was like, oh, you know, it was more him. He was more the, you know, it doesn't matter. The family is more important. Mm. And this is coming from somebody. I told him, I said, it's because you have good brains and because you
know, yeah, and yeah. I mean, that's very meaningful. I think I'll just interject there. Like Deacon, I know, is teaching at one of the really top schools, and he himself had a really good education. So that in itself is something that would be quite different for him to say that, you know, it really doesn't matter, and, you know, the convenience as well as the proximity is key.
I think maybe to just jump in and say we are alumni of two brand name schools, you probably think, wow, what a foolish thing to give up your alumni spots. But I think we made an informed decision, not just because I was very principled as an educator. I think there was a piece that ultimately came from knowing that wherever my children are, I choose to believe that as long as the Lord was with Joseph, if Potiphar and the Lord prospered him, and he was in the dungeon and the Lord prospered him, and he sat in the highest office in the land of Egypt and the Lord prospered him. It wasn't where he physically was, right? It was who was him physically. We remind ourselves, but of course we falter once in a while and think of withdrawing the kids actually more.
I stopped finally when I saw how much I asked her. I said, do you want to change school? She said, no, I like the school so much. I like, and I like, you know, it's no longer just academic or like opportunities in secondary school, but she's learning, getting to learn an instrument and getting to like perform. So, I mean, finally, it came down to when we asked her, she said no, and we're like grateful also, because now she has band twice at P4. She started having band twice a week, and on a Friday, she ends at 5. I'm grateful that when she ends at 5, she doesn't come at 7 on the school bus.
Actually, the reality of it is there are very real considerations like, oh, but this school is well resourced. This school has a multi-purpose sports hall. This school has this CCA. This school has dance, right? And so when we came to our boy, I had the option of putting him in the boys' school, right?
To do all over again, right?
Yeah. And 2 years after. So the decision was, but we want our children to have shared experiences.
Mm.
We want our children to grow in their relationship together. We don't want a situation where a child goes to, and it's not the same for every household. For us, as for me and my house, right, this is what we decided that we would go for.
Yeah,
we see that they are each other's best friends now. They can't stop talking. Even when I yell at them, they can't stop talking to me. At dinner, before bed, of course they fight, all siblings do, but we see that they can talk about, oh, this thing happened in the canteen.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're like, oh, yeah. And this nasi lemak stall is very good. This laksa is very yummy. And it warms our hearts. Yeah. We never treat this for brand name schools that are apart. We see this as building the family and building the house.
Great.
We're in for the long haul and not just for the temporary the perks, so to speak.
Having common background and having a common journey together and all that.
Mm.
So, and thanks for sharing that. So can you tell us more about, you know, like, I mean, Jerry had mentioned like halfway through P1, P2, you were still having considerations of should we change and, you know, should we try for other schools? I mean, what were you specifically trusting God for during this journey, and what led you to that place?
You know, sometimes an idea catches on and it grows on you.
Yeah.
And we always take that to mean that that's the Lord giving us a impetus and unction and just giving us a little push.
Yeah.
In these cases, in wanting to change school, it just died out very naturally.
Mm-hmm.
And we recognize that when God gives life to it, right, God will open the doors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When we're just, like Jesus talked to Paul, right, like kicking against the goats, kicking against the sharp things, right? If you are just... if I use the Hokkien,
trying very hard and keeping against the wall.
Get the things you want.
Yeah.
Right. So we operate on that principle.
Okay. That's really good to know. How are they settling in primary school, and what are telltale signs that are important to you? That they are happy, you know, and that they are in a good place right now. I mean,
I think the advice which we do good to listen to ourselves, right? This advice is to be involved and connected with the children's experiences.
Okay.
Because it really doesn't matter if they are in a brand name school or not brand name school. If they are being bullied in a brand name school, they're still being bullied.
Yeah, right? True.
But if they're having a horrible friend that calls them names and you are not there to kind of help manage and process those emotions. So wherever you are, I think the important thing is our role changes with each year. Once upon a time, it's diapers. Once upon a time, it's feed them, teach them their phonics and things like that. But as primary school develops and you see the characters change and grow and develop, I think the weight of responsibility begins to shift. Involvement begins to shift. More and more, we feel like we are talking to teenagers. Then the tweens, right?
Yeah.
They start to have all sorts of influences. And as these young human beings grow and develop and we get all sorts of influences, if we are not involved, I think that's when they get exposed to all sorts of undesirable things of the world. Undesirable values, right? You cannot parent them 24/7. You can hear from them like, what their classmates think about or use in school, what kind of social media they use, right? So you'd be appalled at what some children are liberally doing because their parents have kind of adopted a hands-off approach.
Yeah.
So this is regardless of school, and I think that is the world we live in. Mm-hmm. And as parents who are grounded in the word, or grounded in leaning hard on our need for God's grace, right?
Yeah.
I think we also need to realize that our children are just like us. They need support, right? And they will fail and they will falter, and then they need their parents to be there.
And show grace, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and provide the wisdom. That's great.
I wrote it down that there are three things I like to convey.
Yeah.
One, be involved, right? Be involved with your spouse, because I'll be the first to tell you that we disagreed all the time, but we didn't fight. Mm. We disagreed all the time because I will share my point of view and we debate about it.
Yeah.
But I guess when we went to sleep at night and wake up next morning, you see what desires grow.
Mm.
Be involved. I mean, we shared about being involved with their children's walk and their journey, right?
Yeah.
The second thing is be in faith. Know that the Lord was with Joseph. Yeah. Joseph was successful. So if your child is in a good school, your child is not successful because of the good school.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Yeah.
Child has to be successful because the Lord is with the child in the good school.
Yeah.
Mm.
And ultimately, I think God wants us to be at rest. The third thing, be at rest. Be in an attitude of our whole my children as loosely as I can, knowing that I'm not responsible for the outcomes. I'm a steward.
Love God that.
That's true. And caused me to steward my child.
Mm-hmm.
God put me in charge of this life. And so God has put in me wisdom and desires and to know how to raise this child according to his or her bent.
Mm.
Because if I parented the child according to my bent, I would cause a train wreck. God puts in every parent the best wisdom. I just have to believe that when I say, okay, this school is fine, it doesn't have every CCA, and with the limited CCAs, it's okay, we can pick this one, we can pick that one. It's okay.
Yeah.
I think according to the child's band also means that, okay, I don't think the child will thrive in this kind of environment, the high pressure, high
stakes environment. That's right.
I think the child is better off as a big fish in a small pond, to use that.
Yeah. A nurturing environment versus very competitive or very academic, right? Yeah.
And it could be completely different because my first and second children are quite different in how they thrive and react. So I'll give it time. I'll be restful. I'll give it time. And I think along the way, we hold on to this verse that your children shall be taught of the Lord. Yeah,
amen.
Amen.
It shall be their peace.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank
you very much.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I mean, apart from, you know, academics or what you can do or achievements to boast of, I think at the end of the day, we just want our children to grow up in the house of the Lord, loving the Lord and be happy with us as a family, respectful, filial, right? So that's awesome. And thank you so much for pointing us and the parents out there back again to, you know, at the end of the day, trusting in the Lord. I think that's the most important. Like what you say, every single family is different, and this worked for you, and you made the decision of faith, and that it has worked out. So, thank you very much.
Thank you, Gary, Chinfen, Lionel, and Jerry, for today's sharing. Parents, we hope you've been blessed by the practical and godly wisdom that they shared in the interview. God will prosper our children regardless of the school they go to because He loves them. Our children's success is not because of a good score, but because of our good, good God who is with them. We just want to declare Isaiah 54:13 over you as we close this episode for today. All your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. Be sure to join us for the next episode where Pastor Matthews, Gary and Chinfen dive into the heart of the cross and share insights on how to step into this new season with our hearts full of rest.